Hope 103.2 podcast.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz and welcome to Morning Devotions. If you were keeping a diary, I wonder if you would have perhaps written something like this. Dear diary, everything is meaningless. What do I have to show for all the hard work in my life? Everything is just weary and tiresome. No matter how much I see, I'm never satisfied. No matter how much I hear, I'm not content. Well, I guess there's nothing startling in that. There could have been something like those sentiments in a diary. There are times when nothing seems to bring satisfaction or joy. And maybe you've had that experience where work is a chore to be endured, recreation is just a little bit boring. And what you know and what you own are only resulting in something that's meaningless. In other words, the spark is gone. Everything seems barren and meaningless. So if you've ever felt like that, do you know you're not alone? I think if you just had a look at people who get on a train every morning, you'll see, I think, many people have this lack of motivation. They're not particularly looking forward to going to work. There's not much contentment or joy for the routine that awaits them. Well, this diary that I just said could have actually been written by someone living in this century, but you know, it was actually penned around about 935 BC by a man named Solomon, and it's found in the book in the Bible we call Ecclesiastes. As you read that, you think you'd probably be forgiven for thinking that he was an out of work, down on his luck kind of man, but in fact, for this man, Solomon, the opposite was actually quite true. He was a king whose wealth and wisdom were legendary, and if someone was going to be a model of success, here he was, Solomon, because this man, remarkably, had the resources to do anything he wanted to do, go anywhere, to find meaning and contentment. And yet, I like what Chuck Swindoll, the American author, says. Solomon went through a mad period in his adult life where everything lost its luster. During this time, he called some of the most basic assumptions about existence into question. That's what Chuck Swindoll, how he describes this dilemma that Solomon was in. And Solomon wrote from the perspective of an older man looking back over his life. I guess it's natural to do that as you get older, but as he reflected on his life and the experiences of life, he becomes aware of the mistakes that he made. And what was the biggest mistake? I guess that Solomon had actually forgotten to include God in much of his life. And as he wrote his diary or his story, I think he did it as a warning to others that don't make the same mistakes. He talks, if you read actually any of the Ecclesiastes writing, you'll see that he's searching for things through pleasure and knowledge, fame, work, hobbies, possessions. But then he has to conclude, everything is meaningless under the sun. Well, I think that other people have said that. The man called Tom Landry, who was a longtime coach of the US team, the football team, the Dallas Cowboys, for many years this team had come close to winning the Super Bowl. They kept missing, and they became champions. But not long after that, Landry said to a friend a few days after the game, he said, "The overwhelming emotion among the team was how empty that goal really was. There must be something more, we all thought." Well, while Solomon's diary takes a dim view of life under the sun, Solomon did go on to understand some important truths that there is hope and purpose above the sun. And he came to understand, as I hope we might too, that things do have a spiritual and eternal dimension. Chuck Swindoll says that, again, that stands to reason that we if there is some other reason or purpose for our life, it must come from God. So Solomon, in trying to give advice to other people, says that when you're frustrated with life, you're despairing of hope, turn your attention to God. I think that's so true, isn't it? We can find real fulfillment in God. Well, dear God, it's true. We sometimes get confused. We look at the world. We wonder how we got into such a mess, and we can feel a sense of despair. But Lord, give us eyes to see you at work, even when we don't understand what's going on. Amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.